Okay, we'll call this meeting in order at 6 o'clock on the 15th. Megan should be joining any second, but we've already kind of went through introductions. I see Chase and Karen. Oops. It looks like the only person I didn't call out was, did you say Bob was here too, Chase? I can't see him.
Yes, since it was on iPhone.
Okay.
I
Hey,
think this is
Bob.
Megan. Hold on 1 second.
Hi, I don't know if you can hear me or not.
I can hear you great.
Okay.
I don't hear any music in the background yet. You must still be driving.
I'm in my car. You won't hear the music in the background. That'll be after we're done.
Perfect. Okay. Anybody else I'm missing for introductions? You can see Chase.
I think Megan just hopped on.
Yep, I've been here for a little bit. I'm here.
There she is. All right, good evening. Well, I think we're all here. So like we do, pretty consistently, I would say, every meeting we're going to open it up to public comment. Is there any public comment before tonight's meeting kicks off? Hearing none. Okay. Well, same rules apply. If anybody has a question or a comment they'd like to make throughout the meeting tonight, just go ahead and raise your hand and Chase will call on you. We need to go through item number three to approve the agenda as presented, unless anybody has any changes that they want to see.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Megan, I second.
Thank you, ladies. Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor to approve the agenda as presented, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you, everybody. And we have some meeting minutes that Chase will pull up here in just a second from 9:12 that we need to look through and approve. Didn't have any changes or comments that I saw, Chase, but if the board sees any, now's your chance to speak now. We'll forever hold your peace.
Are you ready for a motion?
Ready if you are.
I move to approve the minutes of September 12th as presented.
Thank
Second.
you. That you, Amanda?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, ladies. Okay. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Approve the minutes as presented. Thank you. Okay. There's no president's message tonight. We're going to roll right into financial review and expenditures. And then Chase has got a bunch of stuff to talk about for the manager's report. So let's start with financials there, Chase.
Okay, so as I emailed everybody this morning, we had some transactions come in that were basically invoices, projects that were completed kind of in this last billing cycle. They came in after the reports were pulled. They're all within budget. They're all been planned projects we've had on the list of schedule. I was just hoping to get them approved tonight. Janelle was going to come in tomorrow to write checks. So when Gary and Amanda come to sign, they'd be available to sign on hopefully Thursday. I just thought it'd be easier to get these paid now, kind of while we're fresh in mind versus kind of dragging it out. The first one was HR Answers. As I said, that was for the wage analysis that was completed. Jobin Construction, they completed the Jackson Creek diversion cleaning. The pest guy, who is actually the spray guy, he completed the herbicide application on the levees. Cascade Divers, they're the ones that completed the inspections of the north and sub-levee culverts, which brings a total new transaction amount of $22,542.40. The original transfer request was for $14,000, which brings a new transfer to $36,542.40, or we could round off to a round number if anyone so desires. Does anybody have any questions on those transactions or any in the transaction table?
I don't have any, except for very well done on the divers. That came in substantially cheaper than we expected. So nice job.
Move to approve the additional transactions as presented.
Okay, need a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Actions as presented. Okay. And then we need a motion to transfer, what did you say, Chase? 36,600?
Yeah, that or 37 if you just want a good square round number.
37. Okay. Motion. We need a motion to transfer 37,000 from the state pool account.
I move to transfer 37,000 from the state pool account to cover the bills.
Second.
Oh, go Gary.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Gary. Okay. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor to transfer 37,000 from the state pool account, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's everybody. Motion carries. Thanks for getting those in, Chase. We'll get those in for this meeting. And Janelle.
Okay. Manager's report. All right, again, I apologize. I got this out a little bit later than normal. It's been pretty busy this last several weeks around here. For lack of a lot of wording, there was a lot of accomplishment in last month. We did get the Evans number 3 pump and motor pulled out of the Evans pump station. The motor went to Reed Electric. The pump went back to Bay Valve. Reed got back to us, said there was some bearing journal wear, which was actually pretty consistent with the number 1 motor. So that wasn't a big surprise, but the heaters were actually, they did not pass the test requirement, so they will need to be replaced. I actually did get a text message from Bay Valve this morning, and they actually had the pump completely torn down and the diffuser housing had been sandblasted. So I ran down there kind of before the meeting today to take a look at it. The cavitation damage is definitely needs to be repaired. It wasn't on the order of as bad as the pump number 1. So I think we'll get away with not having to do the external wrap. We will just do the Belzona repair with the elastometric compound on the inside. A little bit of damage to the propeller, which I knew that was there, but it wasn't anything major. The shafting is going to have to be replaced, which I knew that was coming as well. I just had that in the bid because it was happening last one. Other than that, there wasn't really anything totally out of the ordinary except for kind of the damage we'd already known about. Like I mentioned, Jackson Creek diversion was, I don't know if it's biannual or biannually. I don't know. It's every 2 years we try to clean it. It went pretty well. We had a local contractor, Joba Construction, do it this year. Came in under budget quite a bit. Tried to simplify the process this year. We didn't quite as make it as, I would say, as large as an undertaking. Kind of did it, worked with the local landowners there, kind of did it on the weekend to try to avoid traffic congestion and stuff like that. Went really well. And so that's good to get that completed before the rains come, which are en route as we speak. And as I mentioned, the divers, we did get into the north tide gates and the sublevee sluice gate culverts. There's a lot more that went into this process than I kind of put on here. I didn't want to get too wordy on this issue, but I'm trying to put together kind of a record of how we did this. We did have to pull the screens on the north tide gates so we could enter the divers call penetrations from the outsides. So we basically avoided having to access through the gate wells, which saved a lot of time and a lot of, extra steps to the process because of the confined entry and that stuff. So it made it go a lot quicker, so much so that we were actually able to run down to the sub-levee sluice gates and get those inspected relatively quickly. It only took them a couple hours. Basically got the entire process done in the time they'd allotted for just the north tide gates. So that actually was a big relief on that end. The lateral drain section of the toe drain system at the north tide gates, we video inspected it. This is a USACE requirement. I pretty much knew all along we weren't going to be able to get to the horizontal section of the drain because the the lateral basically goes up about 60 to 70 feet. Then it makes a hard 90 degree turn and then goes an additional 400 feet. I haven't really talked to anybody out there who has a camera system available to complete that sort of a, I guess, an inspection. I also reported back to you, say it's kind of what we had. And it sounds like that they, because of this configuration, they're not going to actually require us to complete the second part of that video inspection, if you will. As I mentioned, the herbicide guy was here last couple weeks. We got basically the entire perimeter levee done for woody vegetation and the sub-levee. And we also focus a lot this year on riprap, total vegetation control, which is basically, it's a Roundup special agent. It's water usable, I guess is what it's called, because we're so close to the water line when we're dealing with the riprap. It did cost a little bit extra for that particular product, but this was an item that kind of came up during the inspection this spring. So I focused on trying to kill all the vegetation in this riprap, so it's just bare rock like it's supposed to be. And I mentioned last week, the tree removal operations are wrapped up at Scappoose and Dykeside Mortgages. They were kind of wrapping up when we spoke last. Is there any questions on any of that?
I know you didn't want to go too deep into the weeds as far as the through levee culvert inspections, but just so everybody knows, that's been on our list for a few months now, and we've the scope from where it started to what Chase was able to narrow it down to was probably tens of thousands of dollars difference from where we started to where we ended up. So kudos to you for doing all the due diligence and getting that completed for what we got it completed for. We were anticipating a significantly larger expense for that process, and you got it all done in a day. So nice job.
Yeah. And that was kind of the part. There was a lot of, like you just mentioned, there was a lot of background and just kind of working around the edges on that to try to get this scope dialed down to a more manageable level. And that's kind of what I wanted to, I'm trying to put together some sort of a little report. So in the future, we either maybe make it more efficient, or if I get hit by a bus tomorrow, the next manager could come in and make it more a simpler process. So as for pumping operations, pretty straightforward. We're still, everything's going through the north tide gates. The interior pumps, some are running more than others. The usual Smith pumps running quite often. The rest of them are pretty inoperable most times. Looking ahead, we still have the tow drain at the Olson farm. I did have the locate guy out to hook onto the culvert that we found that I mentioned at the last meeting. It basically doesn't go any farther than we thought it does, and we were not able to send a signal down the tow drain. So we're looking at possibly hydro jetting a small area immediately adjacent to the end of that steel culvert to see if we can possibly expose the daylight end of the original tow drain. This has been on our list. It's still an ongoing issue. I've been in contact with the Corps about this issue for quite a while. I don't have an official confirmation yet, but the tow drains at the Cherry Orchard, it looks like we're possibly not going to have to locate those. That's why I left them off of this list. Just through the years, and kind of the way the tow drains were installed, the transition through the different Cherry Orchard pump stations, it was removed and subsequently rebuilt. The tow drains were never called out after the original design. And I've talked to the Corps about it, and instead of going out there and just digging holes in the levee embankment, which is not a good idea in any shape or form, is we can hopefully just, and not even knowing that they're actually there, that we can actually move this to more of a item on our emergency action plan to monitor during high water events. So this area will be monitored with possibly if there's an issue. I haven't heard of an issue in years past, but it would be something that we would just have to monitor versus going out there and actually trying to dig around for these tow drains that we don't even know if they're there. And so I'm waiting for confirmation on the Corps for that, but yeah, I'm hoping that is where that rated item ended up. And then we still have to flow test the dike road relief wells. I've talked to a local contractor about getting that completed. Pretty straightforward process. We just got to get out there and do it. The cherry pump number two starter panel, that thing's kind of been pushed back, for lack of a better term, with all the other projects we've had going on. And then this is the time of year when the rivers are just lowest. So this is when I kind of like to do the Riverward levee toe riprap survey. And then also the Santosh Evans slough is usually pretty consistently at about that three foot elevation this time of year. So it's a good time to get that done. So that's kind of on my radar for this upcoming month. Any questions? Okay. Did we skip? Let me swing back. So I haven't really heard any update on the 408. They did say they're working through some of the comment process and possibly working on some of their models within the 60% to the 90% on the Heidelberg LS 408. They said they should get back to us with more information in November. Kind of waiting to see what happens there. We're again waiting on the accreditation on the Lomar. I thought this was going to really start moving forward, but I'm not really sure what the holdup is at this point. I haven't received any feedback from the city or the county, but I'm hoping to hear back soon because it sounds like this should be moving forward. And as I mentioned, kind of during the last meeting, I received an email in the middle of the meeting that we did not get the grant funding for the backup power app or the grant that we applied for. But I have been in contact with Senator Merkley's local contact, Gustavo Guerrero is his name. And we were supposed to meet up after the last meeting, but it looks like we're possibly going to meet this coming Tuesday. And he wants to actually come out and physically see our pump station, see the project, and see exactly what we're trying to apply for and kind of help him understand as he looks at these projects, you know, the full scope of actually what we're trying to accomplish. I'm really hoping that that'll give him an idea of kind of how important this project is to us. And I'm really hoping that in next year's Senate funding category, that hopefully he'll be able to kind of help us push that along and make sure it gets kind of in the right channel. And so I've been looking forward to the meeting just to kind of show him the scope of what the project actually entails. So hopefully that will be done next Tuesday. I guess other than that, I really don't have much. I think there was an action item from last month on legal from Jeff, who I see is on the call, about any possible Oregon House or Senate laws, bills, or anything that's been changed to possibly affect our bylaws. I'm not sure if that's been done or not.
You said Jeff is on?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay. Can you hear us okay, Jeff?
He's muted.
Yeah, sorry. I had my mute on. I'm assuming one of these years I will learn about muting unmute on Zoom. I have not looked at that. I don't believe there was any change to the SDIC or to the DIC statute during the last session, but I will go back and check that.
Thank you.
Do you want me to say a little something about the rental house?
Yes, please. And then I have something about personnel that you and I worked on too. So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So you might remember that there was a delay in the rent at our last meeting, our last monthly meeting, but now that's been taken care of and all the rent is paid up and there's really nothing else to report.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And then on the personnel side, Karen and I reached out to Jennifer from HR Answers again to perform an updated wage analysis for both positions, both our GM and our FOT. And so we've received that. It's a pretty robust analysis. And so in the next couple weeks to a month, Karen and I'll have to put our heads together and look through that and wrap our minds around it. And then we'll you know, we're not obligated to really discuss it and go over it until later on in the year, but we're a couple months ahead of schedule. So I just want everybody to know that it is done and it just needs to be reviewed. And then there'll be some discussions on for future agenda items as far as the wage changes for 2025 going forward. And I think, is that it for you, Chase?
That is, that's all I have.
Okay.
Is there any questions?
Did anybody happen to have a scheduling issue with the 14th? I meant to ask that earlier, and I thought we mentioned last month that there was a couple issues with the 14th of November. Or was that just me making stuff up? Hearing none. So, okay. So the next proposed regular monthly board of directors meeting will be November 14th, back to our normal Thursdays. Let's take a look at our master calendar, Chase. Yeah, so I think that's the November, right? Board of Directors review. And then, or is it, let's see, employee review. So where in that do we review the wage analysis? Is that November or December?
I believe the COLA, January.
Yeah, that goes through January because the final numbers aren't available till then.
I think we should tackle that next month. So we're ready for the reviews that happen in December.
I think that's a good call. And then we can have some preliminary discussions about what the COLA is looking like and then just adjust like we normally do after at the January meeting.
Right. I think last year, you and I were talking about this, Rob, but I think last year we approved a wage for each employee. And then, if I'm not mistaken, it was and whatever the COLA will be. Because the COLA really is separate, but we'd have to go back and look at the minutes.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we agreed to the COLA. Yep. I think so too. We just didn't give it a number.
Yeah. And we probably next month need to just review our, now that I'm thinking about it, we need to review our employee review process and make sure we got all those things calendared for December, et cetera. Because there's some steps involved.
Agreed.
So maybe if Chase, would you mind making the document for how we do that available for the board?
Yeah, you're talking employee review.
Yes, that process, just so everyone can review it and be ready for talking about it in November. It doesn't happen until December, but I think we all need to be, you know, on the same page. Sound good?
Yeah, I will get that sent over.
Sounds great.
I think that's the, we're kind of Jeff Condit's side of things. I think what we're looking for specifically is if there's any draft bylaw revisions due in January, but I think we went over this and there wasn't anything that affected us particularly, because it would have to make sure that we would have to have it at least out for comment. So if the members were to vote on it during the annual member meeting, it would be available. I think as long as we have those by next month, we should be good.
Mr. Chair, I just, Mr. President, I should say, I just looked at the Oregon laws for the 24 session, and there were no amendments to the DIC statute in Chapter 554, so there's nothing you need to propose in order to comply with state law. So the only real question is there anything in the bylaws that the board thinks we ought to change?
That's good news. Thank you, sir. Okay. Is there anything else on the master calendar we need to discuss before next meeting? I think we've got our marching orders for the employee reviews. We'll just need to add that as an, I don't know if we need to add that as a separate agenda item or just put it under personnel as like a subtext next month. But we can talk about that when it gets a little closer.
Okay.
So real quick. All right. Okay. Any let's see, before we conclude tonight's festivities, is there any last chance for public comment or any open comment?
Just that Chase is hitting balls out of the park right and left.
Yeah, doing a great job. This was a busy, busy month with a lot of really highly technical, challenging topics, and you nailed all of them. So great job.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Oh, sorry, Chase. Did you want to say something?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, it's 6:27 by my meeting. We'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting and let everybody get on with their Tuesday night. Thanks, everybody, for joining.
Thank you. Thanks, no everyone.
Nice
Thank
to see you all.
Thanks,
you.
Everyone. Have a good evening. Night.
Bye. Hey, Janelle, are you still on?
I'm on. Who are you looking for?
Janelle.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, we had the only note I had is Jeff Condit was in at 6:02.
6:02. Okay, thank you.
Other than that, everybody, I didn't see anybody else come in after the meeting was started.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, I checked the count after you mentioned Jeff and it was at 12. So, okay, great. Thank